these kids are going to drive me crazy. But as my mother and father pointed out to me yesterday, they're doing exactly the same thing that me, my brother, and my sister did to each other when we were growing up.
That's the great thing about holidays, right? You get a refreshing reminder of the fact that you were terrible. Yeah. You continue some of those little games, maybe even two as an adult, and then you watch. Yeah.
My dad was so funny. He was sitting in the corner. Ah, he's laughing. He's smiling to himself. So content. Mm-hmm. You see? You see? Oh, God. Yeah. Pray for this moment. Yeah. All right. So here's the thing. Siblings torture each other.
Sure.
It's all part of it. But what my older daughter is 13. My younger daughter is 3. So you would think that with such an age difference like that, that they wouldn't be at each other's throats, right?
No.
No.
You're evil. Sissy's evil.
Sissy is not evil. What did you just do to Sissy?
I just want to say Sissy's evil.
She just wants to say her sister's evil.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is that Hayden plays psychological games with her little sister, right? So I didn't realize this, but all week she was telling her that the Easter Bunny had already come and had hidden eggs around the house, but only she could find them only if she was a good girl. And if she didn't find any eggs,
yeah,
well, then that meant that she was a bad girl and she wasn't going to get anything. Well, you know what?
Seems like a sound theory.
That poor child was searching for eggs all week and never found any because, of course, none were hidden around the house. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about? The Easter Bunny only comes on Easter.
Was she behaving herself throughout the week?
I mean, who knows? I wasn't paying attention.
Well, I mean, if it worked, then it's a great plan. If it didn't work, forget it.
No, well. And then she got all upset because she was just laughing and be like, the Easter Bunny didn't come yet. You evil. You evil. And what does she do? She uses her hands. She hits her. She scratches her.
Yeah.
And then you got to deal with the conversation. Hands are for hugging and making art projects. They're not for hitting your sister, you know, over and over and over.
Yeah, it's fairly typical, though, right? I mean, I had a big age gap with my siblings, too, and it didn't stop anything. I mean, I still cut off the hair off my sister's Barbies. And if I really wanted it to be a nightmare day, I would hide her Disney tapes or her Sound of Music tape because she'd just watch those movies over and over and over again and dance in front of the television. God forbid you wanted to watch something on television.
Yeah.
It didn't happen from about, I don't know, I was 11 to like 15 or 16. Then I just started going out. I was like, I can't watch TV here. You won't buy me Super Nintendo. I'm going out. I just went out.
I was trying to think.
I came back when I was like 19.
The most messed up thing you did, like to your brother or your sister. We did a lot of stuff. So my brother and I are only 3 years apart, but our little sister is, she's about 9 years younger than me. So a lot of times I would have to babysit her when she got a little bit older.
Sure.
So we would tell her all the time that the zoo animals had gotten loose outside the house and there were tigers and there were lions and they were waiting to eat her if she left the house. And it was kind of our own security to make sure that she didn't
Walk out the door.
She wouldn't walk out the door.
Right.
But in reality, she would just be sitting at the window, terrified,
right,
staring up and down the street, waiting for an animal
anxiety
to come eat
ridden,
her.
Right.
Yeah. And then, of course, like we would like we took like bats to her head by accident.
What?
Yeah.
No, like, you don't take bats to somebody's head by accident.
But she would always get in the way. Like, you know, she always wanted to be part of things. The aluminum bats.
An aluminum bat to the head.
But
there is no way a bat hits somebody on the head by accident unless they crawl underneath like a batting area where they stack bats. No, that doesn't happen anyways. There's no way that would happen. There's no way that somebody gets hit with a bat by accident.
Oh, it happened. 1-800-330-9999. How did you and your siblings torture each other growing up? Mike wrote on our Facebook page, I would pin them on their backs, sit on their chests, put my knees into their arms, and act like I was going to spit in their face, and then suck it back in.
Oh, I hated that person. I hated the spitters.
That was my cousin Anthony.
Oh, okay. Every family had one, right? The person that would do the spit drool and then pull it back in.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it still is disgusting.
Anthony also would do the bee stings where he would come behind you and then he would pinch really hard the back of your, like the fat of your arm. And then he'd be like, bee sting!
You know what? Yeah. I'd be on Anthony. Where's Anthony now? Let's deal with that.
He's fine. Happily married. Two children.
He's a grown up now.
He's a grown up.
Right. Pays his taxes. Law-abiding citizen. Right.
What is the messed up thing you did to torture your siblings when you were growing up? Over the weekend, you see it with the holidays. It's like everybody is at each other's throats, especially when the family gatherings are going on.
Well, they're reunited, right?
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
So there's 11 years between my brother and I. So I also babysat my brother when he got a little bit older. And so I would have my boyfriend come over on a Saturday, and it could be like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I would rewind all the clocks to be later in the day and tell him he had to go to bed. So sometimes he went to bed at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
But it's sunny out. It's sunny. It's all his friends are playing in the front yard. Oh, that's terrible.
That's great.
Yeah, I was bad.
Yeah, we'll do anything to make out when we're teenagers. It's true.
We do that on New Year's Eve with our kids. We play like YouTube videos of previous years,
yeah.
And we pretend that like 8 o'clock, it's the countdown. They stayed up till midnight, and then we put them to bed, and then the real party starts.
Absolutely.
Tana and Raven, sibling torture. What did you do?
So I would always put my little sister in, you know, those laundry bins that everybody always used, the big plastic ones?
Oh, I still use those.
So I would always put my little sister in there, and then I would push her down the stairs and say that it was fun. She was on a roller coaster. It was like a ride. She was enjoying it. And she would scream the whole time.
Little kids don't care, though. They're flexible. They're rubber. Even when they bang into something, they're going to bounce back up. There's crazy stuff that you did as a kid you would never do as an adult because you knew that you could dislocate or break something. As a kid, you're just like, all right, your game for at least the first time.
Me and all my cousins would play a game. It wasn't like, well, we played this too. We did. But we would play a game called Kick the Butt.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be a swing set in the backyard. And what we would do is somebody would go on the swing set and you would get high as you can go. You would swing, you'd pump your legs until it was full force all the way. And then we would all chant, kick the butt.
Uh-huh.
And the other person would have to jump right in front. So when they came down, they had to take the kick in the butt with the full force and they had to stay on their feet.
Wait a minute.
They couldn't fall down.
Wait a minute.
So they would go launching forward.
You would step in front of the path
swinging.
Of the swinger.
Yes.
And they would kick you in the rear after, you know, going to the very height of the swings.
Yes.
That is the dumbest game I ever heard of in my life.
We played it at every birthday party until I think we were 17 years old.
What terrible person taught you kids that
game?
We
made it up.
It's kick awful.
The butt. I'm relatively certain that if I got us all together again, we would still play kick the butt.
And somebody would end up in the hospital.
Without a doubt. Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. The messed up thing you did to torture your sibling growing up. What was the messed up thing you used to do to torture your sibling? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Hi, it was actually my older sister. She would torture me.
Mm-hmm.
She took all my favorite stuffed animals, tied them to the blades of the ceiling fan, and then turned it on as I watched the horror.
Oh. That's terrible. It's like a strange, deranged swing set. It's great.
Just can't
man.
Reach. Just out of reach.
They were just being tortured as they slowly spread out wider and wider, and they were flying through the air.
Like being at a nightmare carnival.
It's Anna and Raven. Sibling torture. What happened?
Okay, so when my sister and I were kids, she was kind of mean to me. So when I got big enough, I decided to do some payback. And so my friends and I would like hold her down and stick sticks up her nose until it bled.
Oh my God. You get arrested and go to jail now for
what?
That. You can't do that. Oh my gosh.
She never told your parents? Oh my gosh.
She did, but I was the favorite, so I didn't get in trouble.
That is sick, right? I mean, there's no way around it. That is sick. No, it's great to hear that you have absolutely no shame over it still to this day. Oh, it's terrible.
You do some messed up things, man, when you're a kid, and you look back, you're like, man, how was that even okay at the time?
Right, why is this person still talking to me?
Oh
my gosh.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your siblings do to torture you?
Well, I had the only room downstairs when we were growing up. And so my brother knew if I was sneaking in or out of the house. So if I ever snuck out to go hang out with my boyfriend or whatever, he would open up his window and he'd make like this. The only way I can describe it is kind of like you're calling a cat, like pss, 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 to let me know that he knew what was going on. And then he would hold it over my head.
Blackmail, a powerful tool when you have siblings.
That really is.
That's right. And it can go on for years, really.
100%.
Yeah. Do you have anything in the bank right now on your brother or sister that you could pull out that your parents still don't know?
Not anymore. My sister
You've exposed it all at this point. You couldn't hold yourself.
No, well, you know, my sister had a tattoo that nobody knew about. And then forever, I was the only bad kid that had a tattoo. And then, like, she hid hers for forever. I think my mom just found out like a couple years ago and that it wasn't a big deal anymore because, you know, we're adults now and whatever. I remember I was like, you got to be kidding me. The perfect one gets a tattoo and she's hiding it so that I look like the demon of the group. And on Raven, sibling torture, what happened?
So I have two older sisters and my parents let my eldest sister, is 8 years older than me, take care of me and my middle sister, you know, after school and every day. She would institute more learning after school. Her name is Sally, and she would call it Sally School. Me and my middle sister would sit there for hours, and we'd have more tests. We'd have to read. We'd have to do reports. It was nuts, and it was the only way that I could get a snack or dinner to, like, satisfy, you know, her testing and stuff.
Did you ever play school? Did you play school with your brothers and sisters?
I can tell you right now, if you give me an assignment and there's no reward, there's no payoff, there's no benefit, I'm not doing that assignment. It's going to be mutiny in the household. It's going to be a total rejection. And if you tell me that's the difference between me getting a cupcake or not, I'm going to figure out a way to defeat you.
My cousin Angela and I would put on full out performances with costume changes. It would make all our brothers and sisters sit in folding chairs, and our parents for that matter. You want to talk about torture? And make them watch. And like during the costume changes, they had to sit in silence while we went all the way back up to our bedroom to get changed.